We often hear about the physical health benefits associated with physical activity and exercise, but it is important to highlight that participating can be of equal value to our mental health. I'm joined by Dr. Florence Kinefick, Senior Lecturer in Exercise Psychology at Loughborough University, who will help to explain this further. Welcome, Flo. Thank you so much for agreeing to share your knowledge on this topic. Perhaps you'd like to start by introducing yourself and how you came to be involved in research in this area.
Hi, Nick. Thanks very much for inviting me. So as you said, I'm a senior lecturer at Loughborough University in exercise psychology. So my area of interest is specifically around the psychosocial determinants of physical activity behaviour, why people engage in exercise, why they don't specifically. And within that is I'm particularly interested in those who have mental health problems and mental illness. And the work started actually, it was in my previous position when I was working with yourself, Nick, in Northampton. And I started working with Mind the Mental Health charity about 6 or 7 years ago. And I've been working with them since on trying to understand kind of what works for trying to encourage people to be more active. Some of their service users, people who engage with Mind, so people who have mental health problems.
Okay, that's fantastic. So it sort of came about from one particular project, but that's kind of carried on. That's really interesting. So in terms of sort of physical activity and exercise, and then it offering something to those who either have existing mental health conditions or just in general to sort of help our own mental health, can you explain sort of some of those key benefits that it offers?
Yeah, absolutely. And the evidence, there's growing evidence for physical activity and mental health and kind of the associations that are going on with that. But I always want to try and emphasize that it's a real complex relationship. So it's not necessarily linear. So you engage in exercise and then you have those benefits. It's often kind of mediated or moderated by lots of different things. So, for example, you can exercise and you will start to feel good. But why do you feel good? Is it because you are engaging in exercise in green space or within a group setting, so you get those social benefits? Or are you sleeping better because you've been exercising, and then your sleeping better is going to improve your mental health? So just kind of to understand that it's not always linear. It can depend on the individual, the symptoms of mental health problems that they are experiencing, the context that they're exercising, the type of exercise they're doing in terms of their competence of, you know, if they feel that they're able to do the exercise, then that's going to increase their self-esteem, which will in turn help their mental health. And obviously the severity of the mental illness as well. So with the caveat of that it's not necessarily linear, some of the kind of really important benefits that you have is reduce stress and anxiety. So it might be a release. It might be a period of time where you're not ruminating about something. And so you can have a period of time where you're not feeling stressed and you can start to relax a little bit. It can help kind of improve your energy levels, which then is linked to improving symptoms linked to depression, and then improving your happiness. As I mentioned, improving sleep, improving energy and fatigue, which then kind of goes hand in hand with depression, stress and anxiety. And then kind of having an improved context where you are. So links with loneliness. So it can reduce elements of loneliness if you are exercising with a group. So there's now good evidence to show that group exercise is pretty good for improving mental health. That body image as well. So if you're exercising and you've got an increased kind of self-perception and because of body image, then that can improve your mental health as well. So lots of psychosocial benefits, but it can depend on the context, if that makes sense.